Good afternoon. Really pleased. Obviously a hard-fought game and a real team win for us. Really proud of our guys and how they battled and continue to battle. They believe in each other, and it showed today through all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, and playing four quarters. Obviously, we were able to make plays that counted and were the difference in the game towards the end of the game there, especially. Felt real good about how we were able to sustain drives. It was something that we had talked about wanting to do and do a better job on offense. And I thought Norv had a great game plan and called a great game there. It was a physical football game and the kind of game that you expect in this division. I think our running game is improving and continues to improve. So I was pleased with that. I think our protection is improving as well. Our third downs on offense and defense were good as well. And our defense just really stepped up critical times. I thought they were great in the red zone. First half, the field position was pretty lopsided, and we were able to stop Cincinnati on a few drives when they're down in there close. And then as well as getting some longer drives, as I mentioned before, with the offense. We have to continue to get better at some of the efficiency things and some of the timeouts that we needed and had to use. Some were communication issues, other were personnel issues, and we'll get those things cleaned up. But again, overall, really pleased with our guys. We'll take questions.
Good job, by the way. Joe Hayden really seemed to take care of A.J. Green out there.
I thought Joe had a great game. He continues to show the type of player that he is and rises to all the challenges along the way. Just can't be more pleased with him, but it's no surprise. I've seen that since day one in April when first came in and started working with those guys, and I can't say enough about the defensive staff and Ray and Louis Chofi and Bobby Babbage and those guys and the job they've done with the secondary, and they've been improving every week.
Two touchdown drives for 95, 91 yards. What does that say about Hoyer and the offense in general?
Well, I think that they've definitely improved as the season's going on. And this is the thing that I like about these guys is anytime you challenge them or talk about the things that we need to improve on, they respond. It's great when you have a group of guys that feel that way and respond that way. And this was something that we're going to need to be able to do in this game was put a drive together and put some good plays together and convert on some third downs. And I think that we're improving in those areas.
There's a game Thursday night. I mean, is it safe to say that Hoyer will start against the Bills?
No, I'm still going to go through the same process. We'll go in and evaluate the tape. And tomorrow we'll start getting ready for Buffalo and we'll know.
How did you think he played? And did you see any extra motion from his first home start?
I think that I thought he did a great job, particularly managing some of the things early. We were a little bit too hyped up, I'd say, early on. I think guys settled in. He settled in, made some great decisions and throws, and made big plays. And certainly he's been the spark that I had hoped for and has led us to two games, winning two games.
McGahee in that last drive, those two runs down there to one. I mean, that's obviously what you want to see in that situation. Just talk about how much better he was this week.
Yeah, I think he's getting his legs back underneath him. Obviously, the practice has helped him, having not practiced and played for a long time. This was a big week for him. And I still think that there's room for improvement. And Willis feels the same way about that. And there's a lot of room for improvement for all of us. And we just need to get back to work, which we will tomorrow. It's going to be basically a normal day where we'll be out there and we'll go a little bit lighter practice, more of a walk, jog through. But it's going to be like a normal Wednesday would be from that standpoint, and we got to get right back on it. We can't stand on our laurels here for too long because we have a game Thursday.
When you said they were too hyped up, did you mean Brian or everybody?
I think just everybody. I think these guys were really excited about this game and excited about playing. And once we settled in and settled down a little bit, we were better.
So what about Jordan Cameron? We ask you every week, but another touchdown, another big game.
Yeah, big play there to get us started down there tight, throwing the fade to him. And, you know, he had some catches, seems to make big plays at big times. You know, the catch down the sideline there in that four-minute drive that we had there where we were able to score at the end was a huge play.
Rob, was kind of hurt still a little bit, or was he at 100% or less than 100%?
Well, I think he felt good enough to kick. I wouldn't say that he was at 100%, but, you know, you know, it was big how after missing the two, and actually one of them was tipped and blocked. But after those, again, you know, a guy showing resiliency and the mental toughness to come back and hit the 51-yarder, and just had a hunch that he was going to make that, and you know, gave him the shot, and he went and did it.
Nico showed up a lot, even on that bad snap that he ran down and chased down. Did you like those flashes from him?
He's fast. He shows up out there an awful lot. He's continuing, as I mentioned the other day, he just improves and gets better every single day. And his energy on the field is brings a lot to us and brings a lot to our defense.
That challenge you had turned out to be kind of big. Was it right in front of you, the whole thing, when Green's catching?
It was right in front of me. I felt like the spot was off on that. Never got a chance to see a replay before they were up ready to go at the line of scrimmage. So I just went off of what I saw.
How different does this feel than after week two when everybody, 0-2, everybody's down in the dumps? And then, what else do you think you guys can do? Back to 2-2, right in the thick of the division.
Well, we're going to approach it like we have. Whether we win, whether we lose, it's the same approach. And we're focused on the next opponent and the next game. It's great for those guys in that locker room to get, have success and get a win. It goes a long way in reinforcing the things that we're asking them to do. But again, we're back to work. Not much time to enjoy this one. We're back to work tomorrow.
Do you ever doubt you're going to be able to turn it around that quickly?
I'm sorry?
Turn it around that quickly from 0-2 to 2-2. Do you ever doubt?
It's the results I knew would come. And, it's still a long season left, and we have a lot of things we need to work on and get better at. But I just believe in these guys in the locker room. And, they just have been great. And I've said we're back to work tomorrow, but most of the coaching staff, we're going back to work today to get ready and start doing things and getting ready for Buffalo.